Welcome to April 1st. This is the month, well, I should say 12 days, I believe, of Ecclesiastes. So let's dig in to that fabulous word, Ecclesiastes. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets, and it hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place of the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was already here, already, long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Wow. You know, I don't feel like I was called to go through and break down Ecclesiastes for you. I felt like I'm here to read it, but to put that back onto you. For you to research commentaries, to look at the Bible, to pray, to get insight from the Holy Spirit. This can seem negative, but in reality, this whole process is just God is in control of all things. We step out of the way. We are not special. And when we do grow in wisdom, sorrow does come because we should be sorrowful for the sin that surrounds us, the sin in our own lives. So that's all I'm going to say. I just want to say thank you. This is day one of Ecclesiastes. Take the time to listen to this, to comment what you found and what you got from it, your own studies. We love you here at Rise Up Christian Counseling, and we're looking forward to the next 11 days.
Spoke my name, then I saw his face. Yes, I've seen his eternal glory. I felt his hand when I was astray. I never knew until then what his love truly meant. I was lost, but now I'm found by his grace. By his grace, by his grace, I've been saved by the
raised a burning flame within my soul.
A fire in my heart.
He is my joy, he is my song. He is right when all. Always.